All right, nice folks, it appears that you're back with me for program three, for segment three of program 11 of The Bigger Picture, here on AM 1100, wonderful, coastal, and foundational Georgia. I'm Marshall Wood, your host, and we're talking about some bees that are buzzing around my head today. I hope this program has made a little sense at this point, but if it hasn't, let's make it make some sense right now. Two things I want to point out to you. Turn my head around here so I can see the proper title. I'm reading a book right now to the woman, to the world's most powerful woman, and she is in full agreement with me that Mark Levin's new book, The Democrat Party Hates America, is in the top 10 books of anything that we have read for being on point to the problems that we have in America today, where they stem from, and documenting them. So if I had the power to control your mind and your pocketbook, I would send you out right now to pick up at any good bookstore Mark Levin's book, The Democrat Party Hates America, because, folks, you've already heard it from me on this program. They do. And the Democrat Party is intentionally, it's not accidental. It's not the ignorance that we see in something like Joe Biden and Maxine Waters and Chuck Schumer and Tlaib and the others. This is intentional. It's an intent to tear down and destroy America for the purposes of none other than the evil one himself. Pick up that book, Mark Levin's The Democrat Party Hates America. Now, there's a second one that will increasingly come into play based on something that I wrote in chapter 9 of my book, my own book, The Bigger Picture, on pages 329 to 334. But this book is called Preachers of Hate, Islam and the War on America. And the author is my friend, Kenneth R. Timmerman, a man of greater renown than I am, an international figure and a bestseller times 20 or so. But he is a friend, a man I know personally. He's an excellent individual. And he and I happen to have been, not knowing it, in the same place at the same time around the world doing things that supported either our military, in my case, or the State Department and the media in Ken's case. But you need to order from a used book dealer the book Preachers of Hate by Ken Timmerman. You need to read that carefully because it applies today to us, and it's going to apply even more as we move forward. Now, the point here of program three is this, and Sandra, this is for you, dear one. For the gals in the audience and for the black folks in the audience, let me tell you this. From henceforth, from this moment on, since it's mostly been a conservative white male environment that listens to this program, I'm now going to do what I was going to do after the fact with the programs. I'm going to make sure that my black associates, and through them, the people in their sphere of influence, are aware of what I'm saying on the program and why, and that they will hear this foundational statement. It is essential that we understand that when we are talking negatively about a group of people, when I am talking negatively about a group of people, I'm not attacking their race. I'm not calling them inferior. I'm not placing the problems that we have at their feet. I am not a person who sees a particular race as inferior to or superior to another group. I can present a gal who will tell you this, wonderful black lady, that the four great heroes in my life, four of them, the top four of the top ten, are black guys. Okay, one of them was Brigadier General Chappie James, I've talked about before, but there are others, and they are right at the top of accomplished people. But the black culture has succumbed badly to those who are pulling their strings, who are very evil and very bright, and they are the point of the spear for the destruction of this country. Period. And because women are naturally sensitive, they're peacemakers by God's design. When gals hear my polemical speech and I'm talking about black culture, it hurts them. It hurts their spirit. And likewise, when I'm talking about women, like I did the ladies that run Graham Media Group and the gal that heads up WJXT in Jacksonville and the other female members of Congress, I'm not casting aspersions on the female gender. I'm simply talking reality. Because of the sensitive nature of a woman, her desire to civilize the world, and much smarter men than I have said, that's the primary rule of women. The hand that rocks the cradle does rule the world, and the world's most powerful woman has proven that to me also. Cindy is a gentle, wonderful, and wise lady, but she lets me set the direction for the family, as males need to be the leaders in the culture. And that leader that we have on the playground right now is Donald J. Trump. And black women and black people in general and white liberal women and these pusillanimous pieces of human excrement that are white males that are tearing him down do not understand, or they do understand, that Donald Trump is our hope and they wish to destroy that. If you come back for segment 4, I'll be very specific. Thank you.